This is Ben. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I just have to do that before we hit 5 minutes, so there you go. Back to the song. Hello, everybody, and like I said, welcome back. You are listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, been doing this for about 6 years now, and I still cannot do it without reading directly from the page, right in my eyesight. Today is a special show in that I am back after being off for a whole week because I have an alternating show this semester. I'm trying to think of any life updates that have occurred in the past 2 weeks. Not a whole lot. Turns out, once you start being in the working world, not a whole lot happens to you, and not a whole lot happens to you very quickly. As is our tradition here at Blizzquake, I'm going to read to you a PSA before we get started, so I do not have to do it another time. There's a lot of really good stuff in here. They do keep it updated. It is exceptionally fun. All right, let's try this one. I've not seen this one before. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Honestly, it's actually, I'm really thankful that we are WMFO because WUML, not so easy to say. Although WZLY, that one's kind of cool, kind of easier to say. But if you're listening here, then that means you like good old-fashioned WMFO, and that is what we're going to keep it with. I'm playing some songs. A lot of these have come to me from other people. These are not from necessarily my own music taste, but I will admit, other people typically have better music taste. So if you want me to play a song of yours, hop into that DJ chat, send me some song recommendations, happy to play it. The only rule is no swear words. So you know how to get there. Go to WMFO.org and hit, I don't know, some sort of button that's like chat now, and I will do my best to get your song into the rotation. Please do not call in. It is hard to answer the phones as a one-man radio show, but by law, I will do it. So, you know how to reach me. Honestly, if you're my friend, you can just text in. That'd be great. And here we go.
Bathed in the wind. Because I walk through the valley.
Hello and welcome back. I was racking my brain to think of things that were new and on my mind. And as I was driving here, I was listening to the radio, WMFO, of course, and also to my car. Her name is Bethany. And I was wondering, how do you know when your car is on the brink of death? You know, like what are the indicators? And Beth has been through many different struggles over the course of her lifetime. And I was like, this car feels bouncier than normal. So if you're a mechanic and you're listening, I would love it if you would call in and tell me, are my shocks dead? And if so, could you do that and make that assessment without seeing the car itself? And as is tradition, just kidding, I'm not going to do it. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if I did a whole show where all I do is read PSAs? And I think that that actually wouldn't be funny, so I'm not going to do it probably today. I might do it a different time, but this is not that time. So I will spare you all from learning a thing or two today. How's that for you? But instead, I will play more songs. So thank you for being a loyal listener and listening in. I do appreciate it. This is, I guess, technically speaking, a much better time because people are awake. They're willing to listen to it, which is very different than my previous show, but I am hoping to get back there. So if I somehow have convinced you that this is a show worth listening to, you will find me hopefully next time at 10 p.m. on Monday night. Anyway, please enjoy more music.
Cause you never deserve. You sacrifice so much of your life in order for this to work. While I'm off chasing my own dreams, sailing
doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Okay, I did it. I did read another PSA. You are welcome. Now you know things. So in other news, I am throwing a cat birthday party. That is a birthday party for a cat. The cat is 18 years old, a menace, very dumb. And I was trying to think of what are good songs to play for said cat. And this cat cannot hear so well, so they have to be very loud songs and very bold and brash. So I was trying to think of what would be the right kind of vibe. And as someone who has recently seen a movie starring a cat, Puss in Boots to The Last Wish, there was a very good song in there, so I am going to play that for you. And then please use the chat function on WMFO.org to send me other songs that this inspires you to think of so that I can make a good playlist for this cat to help celebrate what is likely going to be his last birthday ever. So without further ado, here comes a song.
Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who's brave and ready for trouble? Ha ha! Who's so unbelievably humble? Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who's the guy who roars the dice and gambles with his life? Who's ever been touched by a blade? Who's in boots is never afraid? Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who is your favorite fearless hero?
Thank you.
Okay, so that song was much longer than I remembered it. It is very good, though, in the context of the movie. Sort of divorced from the movie, it's not quite as good. But it's a great movie, an A-tier cast. Everyone who's anyone is in that movie. John Mulaney is in it. He is manic the entire time. His character design is actually off-putting. It is so far in the uncanny valley that it was, like, deeply upsetting to watch. And it was hard. It was just hard to look at him the whole movie. But I do think that he wrote his own lines, which is kind of exciting. I would recommend seeing it, at least in the Massachusetts area, which I assume the vast majority of my listeners are. It is only maybe available in the Apple Cinema Cambridge, but it is worth the trek out there. Or for the low, low, low price of $20, you can just own that movie on Amazon Prime, which I would not recommend doing because now I feel this inordinate pressure to watch it at every opportunity, which it's just too many times. But it is a good movie. Just a really good cast, exceptionally fun. It's a romp. Would recommend it. That song is better in the movie. And with that, we're going to play a very similar vibe song. So enjoy.
Thank you. is calling from New Amsterdam. And in a dream, your future had a voice and he spoke like me. I'm starting to think that I wanna buy you chocolate hearts from CVS. Kiss you too hard and follow you west. Sing you sad songs on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I think I like to tell you in ways that you can't undo. Dinner in bed and Korean food. I said I love you just a little bit too soon. Songs on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I think I like to tie you in ways that you can't undo. Dinner in bed and Korean food. I say I love you just a little bit too soon.
Hello, thank you so much for listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to be handing it over to the next DJ, so get ready for another hour or two, I forget, of more music.